Find out what it says in today's papers now with Fiona Kelly.
The investigation into the Malaysia Airlines crash, Ivor Callaly's court hearing and Rory McIlroy's love life are some of the stories on your front pages this morning. The Irish Times leads with the line that international inspectors claim that those who worked at the crash site of flight MH17 in Ukraine damaged the wreckage and failed to collect all the remains of the 298 people on board who died. The paper also quotes Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott, who's been particularly vocal since 28 Australians died in the crash. After the crime comes the cover-up, he said. What we have seen is evidence tampering on an industrial scale. For its lead story today, the Examiner reports that a private equity takeover of Ulster Bank is being considered by Royal Bank of Scotland. The Irish Independent leads with another banking story in relation to NAMA's dealings with former developer Sean Dunn. Yesterday's Dublin Circuit Criminal Court hearing, in which the former Fianna Fáil Minister of State Ivor Callaly pleaded guilty to four charges relating to claims he made for bogus mobile phone expenses, provides the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mail. The Independent also runs with this story in its front page. Callaly blamed fraud on friend who took own life, court heard, is the headline there. The Irish Daily Star leads today with the hearing at Letterkenny Circuit Court yesterday, in which 25-year-old Sean Kelly pleaded guilty to a charge of dangerous driving which caused the death of eight people in Inishowen in 2010. Back in the front of the Times, it's reported that Angela Kern's affidavit to the High Court seeking compensation arising from the Public Accounts Committee's investigation into rehab claims that the clerk of the PAC, Ted McEnery, told her that he had tried for months to resist a request to bring the disability group before the committee. Up to 500 staff in the University of Limerick Hospital Group have begun industrial action over the continued employment of the group's chief operations manager, Liam Casey, on a salary of €250,000 a year, which is more than twice the salary of €116,000, which would be paid to a public sector employee. A story is carried in the front of today's Examiner, as is a picture of TD Claire Daly, who, along with Mick Wallace, was arrested as she attempted to breach security at Shannon Airport yesterday. Rory McIlroy's activities off the fairways continue to provide plenty of copy this morning. The Irish Sun and Irish Daily Mirror lead with almost identical headlines. Rory's new birdie, says the Sun, while it's Rory and his new birdie in the Mirror. Elsewhere this morning, the publication of the interim report into the sinking of the Astrid Tall ship off the coast of Cork last summer is covered in most of today's papers. The Independent also tells us about two Hungarian brothers who live in Kinsale and who witnessed the sinking, who salvaged the canvas sails from the ship and turned them into handbags. There are a few stories about coffee shops in today's papers. The Times flags a story in its front page about the sale of the building in Blackrock in South Dublin, which houses a branch of Starbucks, which has gone on the market for €2.5 million. And the paper also reports that businesses and locals up the road in Dalkey are threatening to boycott a branch of the coffee chain Cafe Nero if it opens up in the village. A branch of Starbucks, which opened in Dalkey in 2008, only remained in business for 13 months. But finally, you might have heard about the controversy surrounding a sign put up in Peter's Place Cafe in Waterford, County Kerry earlier this week, which declared no bus, coach or allowed Americans. The sign, which was put up by proprietor Peter Fitzgerald, inevitably went viral and caused dismay amongst other businesses in the town. And today's Independent carries a picture of GAA legend Mick O'Dwyer alongside other locals who took to the streets yesterday carrying an American flag. Chairman of Waterville Business Association Albert Walsh is quoted as saying, "It has become an international story and we just wanted to put a positive spin on it."
Because Irish people are never loud. Fiona, thank you very much for that.